Chapter 23. Dr. Seward's Diary. 3rd of October. The time seemed terrible long, whilst we were waiting for the coming of Godalming and Quincy Morris. The professor tried to keep our minds active by using them all the time. I could see his beneficent purpose by the side glances which he threw from time to time at Harker. The poor fellow is overwhelmed in a misery that's appalling to see. Last night he was a frank, happy-looking man, with strong, youthful face, full of energy, and with dark brown hair. Today he's a drawn, haggard old man, whose white hair matches well with the hollow, burning eyes and grief-written lines of his face. His energy is still intact. In fact, he is like a living flame. This may yet be his salvation, for, if all go well, it will tide him over the despairing period. He will then, in a kind of way, wake again to the realities of life. Poor fellow, I thought my own trouble was bad enough, but his. The professor knows this well enough, and is doing his best to keep his mind active. What he has been saying was, under the circumstances, of absorbing interest. So well as I can remember, here it is. I have studied, over and over again, since they came into my hands, all the papers relating to this monster. And the more I have studied, the greater seems the necessity to utterly stamp him out. All through, there are signs of his advance, not only of his power, but of his knowledge of it. As I learned from the researches of my friend Arminius of Budapest, he was in life a most wonderful man, soldier, statesman, and alchemist, which latter was the highest development of the science knowledge of his time. He had a mighty brain, a learning beyond compare, and a heart that knew no fear and no remorse. He dared even to attend the scholomance, and there was no branch of knowledge of his time that he did not essay. Well, in him, the brain powers survived the physical death, though it would seem that memory was not all complete. In some faculties of mind, he has been and is only a child. But he is growing, and some things that were childish at the first are now of man's stature. He is experimenting and doing it well, and if it had not been that we have crossed his path, he would be yet, he may be yet, if we fail, the father or furtherer of a new order of beings, whose road must lead through death, not life.